can you maybe start by telling me how you got the idea for the High Ground, and especially for the Fragments tribute at the High Ground?
Well, I guess it all started back in 1965, the 18th of December, when we were caught in an ambush and my partner died, and I more or less thought, well, you know, it's sad that he goes, but we can't let his death just be so unimportant, so let's do something. And then I went out in 1984 with a bunch of veterans and nurses out to the memorial out in Washington. They were dedicating it and said, well, hey, this is too far for veterans to go. We've got to do something. In between time, the atmosphere of the general public was not very veteran-oriented. You know, they really didn't care for veterans. So I said, well, let's get something started. And I think it was, maybe it was 82 we went out there. 82 or 84, one of the two. Anyways, in late 83, I decided to get the memorial going. So it must have been 82 we went out there. Went up to the VVA, Vietnam Veterans of America, meeting up in La Crosse for all the chapters in the state, and told them my ideas, and everybody said, you're crazy, you know, it'll never fly. So I carried it out of my back pocket for about 3 months. Finally, I got the head of the Small Business Association down in Madison to be on my board, and then Steve Piotrowski joined, and then quite a few others joined, and it started rolling, and it's been rolling ever since.
Okay, so can you tell me a bit more in specific about the Fragments tribute and why you think that's important? Apparently you feel it gives quite a bit of comfort to some of the veterans and their family members.
Okay, the Fragments was designed by Bob Knutzik out of Rhinelander. He worked for Nicolet State College, whatever it's called, university.
Okay.
And he was the art. He was an art instructor up there, and he submitted a design with, I would say, probably 30, 35 other, maybe less than that, other artists with their designs. And we just like Bob's because I always had the idea women just are never remembered as far as being important in any memorial. And I thought women have to be recognized. So ours became the first major memorial to recognize women. And Bob designed it, and we gave him the okay, and he took it down to Platteville, Wisconsin. And at Platteville, Wisconsin, they cast it, and I think he graduated from Platteville. That's why he had the in. And made the mold, and they cast it and poured it and finished it off down there, and then it traveled around the state a little bit before it was placed at the High Ground.
Okay, real good. So I would imagine you see the High Ground and the Fragments tribute as something that gives a lot of comfort to the veterans and their family members. Is that correct?
Oh, sure. Sure, it does. And I think there's a lot of testimonial to that. I try to talk the High Ground guys into doing a book on all the different odd things that happen and the healing that takes place. I mean, you couldn't imagine. If you like to write, Terry, you should go up there and tell Nancy and some of the girls up there, I'd like to write a book on it. I'd like to get to all the stories and put it together. It's just amazing the different things, you know, that happen with the veterans.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, that's a great idea. I've gotten to know Kirk Rodman very well.
And, Kirk, yeah, he's one of the majors. Yeah. He's a good man.
Well, then finally, can you tell me a bit more about what actually is going to happen on September 14th? As I understand, you're going to be giving a bit of a speech?
I'll just talk about the history. I'm not too much on speeches, but I'll talk about the history and probably talk about the volunteers, because that's my main Oh, I don't even have the right word for it. It just lays so sweet within me, all the volunteers and how much they do and the people who contribute. You know, that's what makes the High Ground probably the most beautiful of all memorials in the United States.
Okay, real good. Is there anything you want to say that I haven't asked you about? Maybe inviting people to come on the 14th, or maybe just inviting people in general to come to the High Ground?
Hey, they're all welcome no matter what time. It's open 24/7 and 365. It's staffed, I think, from about 9 o'clock in the morning till 4:30 at night. But otherwise, it's always open, had very little vandalism. Of course, you know, kids when they get to be 15, 16, sometimes they have a loss of brain power. So, have you been there yet?
Oh, we've been there many times. As a matter of fact, we've got one of the, I think they're called legacy stones for my father, who was in World War II. So we get over there all the time. Yeah, that's really quite a place you started there. Oh, and one more question. Tell me the story. Apparently, you did a bike ride around the state of Wisconsin to get the High Ground going. Is that correct?
Oh, that was in my other life. Yes, I don't bike anymore. Yeah, well, it started out where I was going to bike around the state capitol just to bring recognition to the project. We didn't even have the High Ground at that time. And so, well, that went to, maybe I'll come from Merrimack, where I lived at the time, and bike down to Madison and bike around the state capitol. And then it went to, well, maybe we'll take it from there down to Janesville. And then all of a sudden it went to Racine, Kenosha, and pretty soon it got so blown up. That happens with everything I do. Unfortunately, or fortunately, it does happen. My art projects, they go from a simple couple of paintings of 9/11 to almost 80 pieces now. So,
oh boy!
Yeah, everything just gets blown up.
Well, the results are wonderful.
They sure are.
Yeah, you did quite a thing there. It's a tremendous tremendous place to go, and as Kirk likes to say, it's a place of healing, and you know, nice tranquil place and magnificent view. What a beautiful view that place has.
And that place came in after applications were closed. I mean, we weren't accepting it anymore. And Rod McLean from, he's down at Madison at the airport now. I think he runs the airport down in Madison. But he called up and he said, I've got a place for you. I want you to come up and see it. I said, that's pretty far up, but it falls under criteria as far as being in the center of the state. He says, you just got to see it. And when I went up there, I fell in love with it. We had, at that time, we had Rockashie State Park down in Adams County. We had something up in Medford. And actually, we had about 40 different places to look at. But we let them come in and make their presentation, and that's what the people liked, because other ones had problems. You know, they had just small problems that we didn't like, and Neillsville came in and blew their socks off. So it's it isn't what I did. It's maybe it was my idea, but it's what all the volunteers have done, and all the people working, and Kirk and Nancy and Kay, and you go Teresa, and you can go on, and Betty. You can go on and on and on, and you can name names, and you know, I can run into them on the street, and I probably wouldn't know them, but I talked to them on the phone enough. They're just wonderful people, wonderful people.
I agree. That always impresses me whenever I'm there, too. As a matter of fact, I've worked with the High Ground quite a bit over the years doing media work, and you couldn't be more right about it. The volunteers are what make it go. Well,
right.
Thank you again for your time, and hopefully when you're there, hopefully the fall colors are going to be coming in, so you're going to get a real special view. That's quite a place to be when the leaves are turning, I've got to say.
That the place, it's the view anytime, and they're just little things like the deer coming into the effigy mound when they're doing it, and just all kinds of odd things. consider writing that book, will you?
I might do that. I'll have a talk to Kirk about that.
Is your dad still living?
No, he's not. He passed away about 10 years ago. But we felt it was a real fitting thing to have that stone put there, and I think even like from our family standpoint, I think High Ground does a real service that there's a place where something like that can be done.
Well, I'm sure he's looking down and saying, hey, I got a pretty good son there, you know, got a good idea, and I'm sure he likes the High Ground as much as we do.
Wonderful. Okay, well, thank you again for your time, and I know you probably hear it a lot, but you came up with one wonderful idea there.
Yep, the idea was mine, and thank you very much, and we'll see you on the 14th.